With just a few days to go in 2017, many Americans are rushing to prepay their 2018 property taxes before the new tax law goes into effect. The tax legislation signed by President Trump last week limits deductions for state and local taxes, but the IRS said those prepayments can only be deducted in limited circumstances. Joining us now is Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. Hi, Robin.
Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing well. And who should be doing this? Who should be trying to prepay their property taxes in the next couple of days?
In theory, and I stress in theory at least, it's the highly taxed, wealthier people, especially in areas that are disproportionately exposed, places like Westchester, New Jersey, Northern Virginia, and Maryland, Connecticut. We saw in Fairfax, Virginia, just on Tuesday, it took in $16 million in prepayments just on one day. But there is no guarantee that this stuff is going to go through the system by the time April 15th comes.
Well, and the IRS came out yesterday and said, wait, not so fast. Not everybody can do this. What did they say?
Right. There was an open question and a potential loophole and arbitrage on the prepayment of property taxes. So the IRS swooped in on Wednesday and said you could only avoid the $10,000 cap by paying property taxes assessed in 2017. Now, that sent all sorts of people around the country nervously calling into City Hall and, you know, trying to find their accountants on the phone. They might have been in Aspen or Miami. And it depends on the kind of accountant you have. It depends on how sanguine people in City Hall is. There's a lot left to interpretation here. And we're going to see an interesting experiment between Washington and cities and states and kind of the enforcement. And maybe it's a topic about federalism, ultimately.
I don't know if even the richest accountants can afford Aspen these days, but maybe they can. Now, some states have come out and said that people should be allowed to prepay their 2018 property taxes. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo did that. The Montgomery County, Maryland officials said that they wanted people to be allowed to prepay. Do those kind of things apply when the IRS says not so fast?
You know, it might assuage your anxiety for the time being. I mean, you very rarely see a rush like this with people showing up with checkbooks and wanting to wire money and like, please take my money, please. Because if you're talking about a $10,000 cap or an incremental $10,000, that's $2,500 or $3,000. So the question boils down to the IRS. Will the IRS under Trump crack down on generous interpretations from, you know, cities, states, and CPAs? And I think, you know, April 15th is not that far off. And in the case for a lot of people, it's pay now and just hope into the spring.
It does bring up the bigger issue, which is that this tax law is so new, it is so big, and there seems to be still a lot of confusion about it.
Look, this is the biggest change to tax law in decades, what, maybe 30 years, and it was rapidly passed over a couple of days just a few weeks ago with many last-minute asterisks and trade-offs. So what you're going to see is as people come back from their Christmas dinners and vacations, and this was the topic of conversations, like, do you realize you might lose $4,000 if you don't act, Morty? You know, people racing to scramble and crossing their fingers and hoping that there is generosity in terms of interpretation. But in the meantime, you're going to see significant refund pressure on local governments and continue for more confusion.
Robin Farzad, host of Full Disclosure on NPR One. Robin, thanks and Happy New Year.
Likewise. Thank you, sir.